This is the Jose Show. Jose Show.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr. And tonight, special guest couple we have with us here. You can actually catch them on TMZ if you dig hard enough. You can actually go to Tazewell, Tennessee, and go to their Picker's Paradise antique store. And you can watch them streaming on Netflix on Swap Shop. I'd like to introduce Doug and Jen Seals. How are you folks doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing? We're great.
We're doing well. Thank you.
That's good. Now, what's the temperature up there?
Actually, it's pretty warm today. It's like a little freaky heat thing, about 65 or something.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
I have to have a hoodie on today. It's wonderful.
It was 76 degrees here in because I'm in Central Florida in Zephyr Hills, which is about 30 miles north of Tampa. So that's where I hail from.
But I'm jealous.
Yeah, I appreciate I'm jealous.
You're jealous? I can send it your way. But
please do so.
You got it. Now, how I found out about Swap Shop, obviously I have Netflix. And when I started this podcast, you know, I wasn't into like lifestyle type shows or documentaries or docuseries or anything like that. And I find it's a little bit easier to get a hold of people when you watch these shows and just put your feelers out there. And Swap Shop came on, and I remember when I was a kid here in Florida, I've only been here 40 years, I'm almost 50, we had our own version of a Swap Shop where people would call in and they had stuff to sell. So I saw this on Netflix, and I'm like, huh, let me check this out. And I watched, there's only six episodes, but I watched it in 2 days because I did it before I went to work. And, you know, I love stuff like this. I like going into antique stores and looking at stuff because to me, going into an antique store, it's like going into the past. You see things that people had, like myself, I collect currency, and some of the old currency that I have, you know, it's just, it's got a history behind it. So when I saw you guys on Netflix, you know, a lot of times when I'm watching different shows, I get a feel for people that I probably could contact and those that I probably couldn't. And because I tried to contact somebody else and they didn't want to be on the show, and that's fine. But, you know, looking at some of the stuff that you guys got, man, you got quite a collection. So before we get started on your collection, how did you decide as far as why going to antiques? Like, when did you actually start doing this? When did you start liking old stuff?
Well, for me personally, you know, I grew up in the military, but we traveled so much. And one of our family adventures was always going to the flea markets, going yard selling, thrifting, whatever. So I pretty much grew up doing it. So mm-hmm. It was just like that was my favorite pastime hobby. And I love history myself. So, you know, it's kind of like, why not? I love old things and the curiosity and something different and unusual. And Doug?
And your mom was a big collector her whole life, too.
Huge.
And about like my dad, I grew up around the flea markets. You know, he went to flea markets every weekend. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of, you know, sort of swam in junk at a young age.
Yeah.
And I grew up on a farm and, you know, and we poor, so we used the oldest stuff anyhow.
Yeah.
So it's just stuff I've always had appreciation for it.
Right.
For that kind of stuff.
That's cool. You know, now you said you grew up on a farm. Was it a dairy farm or?
No, actually, it was a tobacco farm.
Oh, really?
I'm a fifth generation tobacco farmer.
Oh, yeah. My dad.
And it kind of died with me and my generation, of course.
Oh, man. My dad's father, I think, had a tobacco field back in the day. And if I remember correctly, he told me his dad would pay him like a penny for every worm that he got off the tobacco leaves. So that's how wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, what did you do growing up as a young adult yourself, Jen?
Like in terms of collecting or just your grown up? I mean, we just traveled and, you know, went drunken. I mean, literally, I got to live a different life than most people did due to being a military brat. You know, we weren't in one location very long. We moved quite a bit in my lifetime.
All over the world.
All over the world. I lived in the Middle East. I was born in the Philippines. I've been in many countries. Yeah. So, and we would go to the open air markets like in Turkey. So, I mean, collecting and buying has really just been something that has been pretty much ingrained in me. You know, my mom would take these lavish carpet tours in Turkey to buy carpets and just different things. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just something I guess it's really in my blood. It's what I live, breathe. I dream. It's what I love. It's my passion.
Man,
my
that's
flea
pretty
market
cool.
wasn't that nice, by the way.
Now, how did you two meet? I know you've been together 4+ years, correct?
Right at 6 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, because the show was filmed earlier.
Right.
We're 6 years going on 60, I believe. Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, actually met online on a dating site about 6 years ago now, I guess. Right at the time of year, wasn't it?
Yeah. From the day that from our first date to the day we got married was exactly 6 months.
Wow. Now, was it on Plenty of Fish?
I believe it was. It was Plenty of Fish. Yeah.
See, that's funny because my wife now, we met on Plenty of Fish, and we've been together 5, going on 6. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So you can actually have a relationship online. That's pretty cool, you know. Yeah. But, wow, that's neat. I like hearing stories about that. I actually need to do a podcast about online dating because there is some good people out there, and there's some crazy people too.
Oh yeah, there's definitely some crazies. Doug met the weirdest weirdo, and Haswell did you, honey?
How about Merge?
Uh-oh, that's funny. Uh-oh, you're gonna be sleeping in the doghouse tonight, buddy.
That's me.
So, as they were showing, okay, so how did Netflix or who approached you about being on the show, or are you allowed to say that?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, it was a random call, literally, that kept popping up, and I thought it was a scam, to be honest with you. I ignored it for quite a few days, and then eventually they had sent us a message via our Facebook page, and I, of course, read it and took it home, and I read it to Doug, and I'm like, Doug, you know, what do you think? And I thought it was a scam, to be honest. I was like, they're going to want $1,000, and we'll make you famous kind of thing, and I was like, I don't think we should respond, you know? And he's like, well, why don't you just call the guy on Monday and just see what's the worst that can happen? I'm like, okay, whatever. And there you go. The worst happened. There you go. We're on TV now. No,
see, aren't you glad that you took that or you called them?
I really am because, you know, I mean, I thought it was a scam. You know, we live in that kind of world now and it's just like, you don't know. And, but I'm glad that we did. And it was so much fun and so many great people we've met and really a true blessing. So
that's cool.
Never you know what might fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know, I feel the same way sometimes when I reach out to people, you know, as I'm sending them a message, I'm thinking, what are they thinking? Is this guy a stalker? Why does he want to talk to us? Because I'll just randomly see somebody. And if I like what they do, I'll message them. And, you know, sometimes I get a response and sometimes I don't. And, you know, so it's but I understand you got to be cautious because trust me, there's people out there that want to do you harm. You know, they want to take over your account, take money out of your banking account, you know, stuff like that. So you were right for being cautious, but I'm glad you did what you did because I wouldn't be sitting here interviewing you both.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I just truly believe everything happens for a reason and there's a reason they chose us and there's a reason that like we're doing this show tonight with you. So,
That's cool.
I just go with it.
Well, see, this morning, I was, what was I doing? I think I was on Facebook or something, and all of a sudden, like, a video for TMZ popped up. You know, I believe your phone actually listens to you. And I saw the video, I saw the article about you folks, and I'm like, let me check this out. And you were interviewed, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm going to be talking to them tonight. And here they are. So, you know, my phone definitely. This little sucker hears me. And
yes.
So they were talking about the weirdest thing you've ever sold was a coffin.
Yes. The infamous coffin. Yes. Crazy, crazy story on that one. I have customers that come in that they'll go upstairs and like, you know, you have ghosts up there and you have this. But one lady very seriously came downstairs and she's like, I want you to know that there is a man that is attached to that coffin. When I went in that room, he sat up and smiled at me and then laid back down. And I thought, oh, well, this is a great conversation. Like, we need to be talking to some paranormal people, you know, like, I mean, what do you say? I mean, I own an antique shop. What do you do? I mean, I'm sure there's invisible friends everywhere in that shop. I mean, I really didn't know what to say. But yeah, so that was the weirdest because it got probably the most attention, too.
For $500, I told her she can have it and the little guy she's talking to.
Yes, they can all go together.
I tell you what, if I would have been up there and saw that, this is what I would have done. Wow.
Yeah, so I would have said as well.
I was looking at some of the stuff. You had the clown head that sits on top of the helium.
Yes.
I remember seeing those as a kid, and that it brought back memories because a lot of times, you know, as you get older, your memories kind of fade because, you know, I don't remember things that I did years ago. But then when something hits your mind or you see it, it kind of triggers it. And even that creepy-looking monkey with the big teeth, dude, that thing scared the crap out of me because I've seen them before when I was young and I used to play with them. But, man, they were always so creepy. But okay.
Yeah, they still are.
I bet. Now, do you have a lot of them or you just have the one that was on the show or did you already get rid of it?
I hope just the one.
Right. Right. No, actually, since then, I have sold that one and I've actually came across two more, coincidentally, and they both sold. I can't keep one of those monkeys in the store if my life depended on it, really.
Wow.
I never thought the oddity, scary stuff like that would ever be a big seller, to be honest.
No.
It's not my thing. It's her thing.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. Do you have one of those cat clocks where the eyes move and the tail? Do you have one of those?
Felix.
Yeah.
Felix cat. No, we don't have one.
I've never had one.
No.
That might be very rare. I remember my aunt had one in her kitchen when I was a kid. No, I've never ran across one.
They're very hard. They're most, if you find that you can get a reproduction one, but to find an actual vintage one, they're in people's private collections.
Who's that? Felix the cat.
Felix the cat. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question on this. You listened to Swap Shop on WRGS in Rogersville, Arkansas, and they've been doing the Swap Shop for 70 years. Do you do this every day and listen to it?
That's actually in Rogersville, Tennessee.
Rogersville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, that's, what did I say? Arkansas?
Yes.
Oh, it's funny. And
you're
still
in the South.
And I got Tennessee right here on my – I don't know where I got Arkansas from, but I got Tennessee here. Yeah, I slip
you're,
up.
You're okay.
But you listen to this every day?
That would be a heck of a road trip.
No, so when it comes on, do you literally listen to it every day and then go if it's something that interests you?
9:45 every morning, you got to turn it on.
Yeah. I mean, we turn it on and we listen to it. And depending on how close it is to us, I mean, and if it's something really worth going for, you will see us out there and we will go and we'll pick stuff up.
Now, when you were doing the show, do you also see the regulars that were on the show that, you know, you kind of run into if it's something they want and you want as well? How often does that actually happen?
Not very often.
Well, no. You know,
we know all them guys. It's a it's a circle of people that we know.
Yeah,
and you will run into them from time to time.
Yeah, time to time. But everybody lives in distant places where we're in Tazewell, and then some of the other people live like in Clinton, and then some of the other people live in Johnson City. You know, everybody's pretty in Greenville, so everybody's pretty well spread out. So it just depends. I mean, the only person that I probably would see the most would be Larry, just because him and I are the weirdos, and we're the ones that would be seeking out the clowns, the coffins, the, you know, the morbid. Everybody else, that would be Doug's competition.
So if you like clowns, did you see that movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I did.
See, okay.
I did. Was that not crazy?
That's a creepy. I heard they were doing a remake or a sequel or something. That'd be interesting to see. But see,
like that.
I was reading your brainwaves there.
There you go.
So now one of the questions my wife actually wanted me to ask this. When you go out and you call it collecting or picking or whatever, do you have in mind that you're selling this to make money or do you see an attachment to something and it's hard to let go? Because I know I collect pop characters, and I have a hard time letting them go unless somebody gives me a good price.
Okay.
We both have an answer for that.
Okay.
That being like, I'm the kind of guy, I'm not exactly a collector.
No.
I like the idea of knowing I had it for a little while, and I sold it to make money. I didn't steal my living.
Yeah.
But I just like the idea of buying it and selling it because... Yeah. No, I got to own it for a little while. I want to say I've got to own a little bit of everything from one time or another. But no, I'm not rich. So I'm a kind of short-term collector, I guess, till I make a dollar off it. Jen, the other hand, I have a hard time peeling stuff out of her hand.
Yeah, I'm an emotional, I get emotionally attached to certain things. And I'm okay if I can take it home for a little bit, but sometimes my little bit could be 6 months, a year, 5 years later, I might drag it back. Because some things I just like, hey, when am I going to find this again?
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't, then I'm going to regret it. And, you know, one of those.
I'm very attached to get my light bill paid.
Hey, I agree. You want to pay mine? Because it's due.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my biggest attachment in life.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turf's Up Radio.
This is Lou Blacksail from Liars of Ur, and you are listening to Turf's Up Radio. TurfsUpRadio.com, baby. Wow.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turf's Up Radio. I'm your host, Jose Roldan Jr., and tonight we're speaking to Doug and Jen Seals. All right, so you like that commercial, that first one? That's a short one.
I did. That's cool.
So one of the things that you collected on the show is the Mr. Peanut glass jar. I kind of like Mr. Peanut. I don't have any collectibles, but I know when they killed off Mr. Peanut and then they brought back the baby peanut, they had the a baby peanut plush, but they also – see, I like tins. I like tins. That's what I collect.
Yeah, I love tin. More so than the glass. I like the tin stuff.
Yeah. We, you know, that was just one of those random pieces that was just a cool piece to find. As a matter of fact, we literally just sold that piece. And I think, was it going to Texas?
A guy saw it on the TV show and he owned it. And we just shipped it out like 2 days ago.
Yeah. So that literally just left the shop. So I was
darn, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah. So that was just a piece. I mean, for me, I think, right now, a lot of people are probably calling more for the morbid stuff, the odd stuff. The criminally insane sign is what we're probably getting the most phone calls on right now for people.
And we did just have one sign.
Yes.
That's all, guys.
There was only one sign. One sign.
And how many people called for it?
200.
Easy. Easy.
Really?
That's no joke. Like, easy 200.
Man, you should cash in on that sucker.
God, yeah. If I could find them again, I'd...
Oh, Lord, that would be great. Yeah.
But now,
now,
prior to the show, how was your business? I mean, how often did people come in or?
Well, we do this pretty fair. Yeah. We're more of a summertime thing. Now, this time of year, it gets a little bit slow.
Right.
We depend a lot on tourism to come through, of course. And
we live close to the lake, so a lot of people come from Ohio, Michigan, you know, down to go to the lake. So, you know, we have our picker fans, as I like to call them, you know, come in religiously.
But now for this time of year, we've had a lot more business. I mean, you get a lot. And when people come in, you know, they walk around the corner to see us, so you know they saw the show.
Yeah.
I can pick them up when they come in. You know, they're sitting, you know, they're smiling that they come in. And,
they're looking around the corner like, she's here, you know. Can we get a picture?
Oh, that's,
you know,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, how close? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, how close are you guys to Gatlinburg?
We're just about 45 minutes.
Oh, man. The next time I come to Gatlinburg, I'm going to have to stop in.
You better.
Please. You and your wife would love it.
Just make sure you're there because I'm not going to say the show, but there's a show that I don't know if it's still on, but I heard when you go there, they're not there. They're only there when they film the show. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy, you know, because they've become big stars now. And
I'm still paying a lot, Bill. I'll be there.
I'll be there. Trust us. We'll be there.
Now, do you guys actually, now I'm not trying to make this sound crazy. Do you guys actually turn a profit enough that, you know, obviously to pay your electric bill or your car bill or whatever? I mean, do you have enough to live off of? And that's what I'm trying to say because.
Yeah, it's our full time living.
Okay.
Now, she's been there, of course, since the beginning.
Yeah.
And, about 2 years ago, it got busy enough where I have to be there full time. And we got a full time employee, you know, that we end up keeping. But it pays our bills. It makes the house payment, the car payment, and feeds
that's
the
good.
Dog and us. So.
I was on Google and I was looking at some of the reviews. And let me read this one review. Well, I got three. One person gave, I think, 3 stars, and they put 2 crowded, overpriced. Okay, dude, it's antiques. Okay.
Right.
And then another one put too much new items, not enough old antiques.
Yeah. Well, they can't please them all.
You know, and now this is the funny one. This person gave you 2 stars. They said they have some cute stuff. Some of it's antique, but mostly it's just a place where they sell stuff that's made to look old or things that have been made into something else.
Well, you kind of got it all, be honest. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, too. That's why on her sign, what did it say?
Antiques,
collectibles, and more.
And more. But like you said, you can't please everybody. There's going to be picky people. And, you know, to give you 2 stars for something like that, it's kind of stupid. But, hey, whatever, you know. But you got a lot. You got a 4.7 rating.
But then you're unhappy.
No, you can't. Definitely. So, now going out collecting over the years, besides the casket, by the way, let me bring up the casket again. Do you know that Walmart sells caskets online?
I did not,
but now I'm intrigued.
Go to Walmart, type in the casket, and it'll come up. See, I've always wanted to do this. I wanted to buy one and then take it back with my receipt, wheel it in, and say, I want a refund. And if they ask why, I said, because they delivered it with a dead guy in there and have a friend of mine pop up out of it. But yeah, I don't have $1,500 to do that, but yeah, check it out. Next time you go on walmart.com, they should still have them. So if they don't, then maybe they took it off or something. But
I like maybe return to him. I did not die like I intended.
There you go.
I'm going to live.
Now, what's some of the weirdest stuff besides the casket that you have ever bought going out to the swap shop items that you've heard of?
Well, that cabinet that we bought that had someone's.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was. I think a bear rug or something other. And we went to the basement that had more stuff. And I took home these old, 50 metal cabinets. You know?
It was like a 1950s style kitchen cabinet. Like, you know, single, you know, long door, open it up, you know, stuff you would see like in the old kitchen. And
it was full of stuff in it. And it's dark in that basement. I couldn't see really good, no how.
And you got everything in the cabinet. So you got the cabinet and all the contents. And we opened the door when we got it out into the light. And there was some ashes in the bottom.
In a jug, unmarked.
Unmarked.
I don't know if I did not bring Granny home.
Yeah, we don't know who we brought with us.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if it's ashes or not.
We don't know.
You know what that sounds?
Give it back. They didn't want.
No. they said no. You can keep it. You bought the cabinet. You get the belongings with the cabinet.
Well, you know what that sounds like to me? That's creepy. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Not me.
That's Uncle Rufus in there. You can have him. He's been dead for 30 years, so it's okay.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty much how we felt about that.
But now my world's a lot more simple. I'm the antique side of the business. You want to apply, I'll come see Doug. I'll hook you up with a horse-drawn plow or something. Other. But the stuff she can pull in or go find trips me out every day.
Mm-hmm. You ever found any money? Still,
not unfortunately, not enough.
Not enough. I mean, we found a couple $100 and some stuff one time. I mean,
a purchase. You know, if you're buying old purchases and stuff,
yeah,
I always check, apparently.
Yeah.
That's where we found the money at.
When my mom passed, we went through her clothes and her purse, because my mom, she collected. And, man, we pulled out like $600, and then we went through it again later on. Pulled out about another $400. That was 4 years ago. Like, man, mom was keeping some money everywhere. Wow. Yeah, so we still ain't going to throw nothing out because we'll probably check it again. There's probably more money. It just appeared, you know.
Old books. You'd be amazed how many people keep money in, like, old books around their house and stuff.
Yep.
A lot of times we'll go in and we'll buy, like, the whole estate.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for everything like that.
What's the most money you've actually spent in one day picking stuff up?
Oh,
God, that would probably...
Nah, I dropped $7,000-$8,000 before like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So there was a crane machine, there was antiques.
Phone booths.
There was an antique phone booth in it. I mean, it was probably about $7,500 that we dropped in one day and on one pick.
A lot of corn op stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That was, yeah.
When you buy when it's available sometimes.
You do.
Sometimes it could be a little bit. I have went out all day and might spent $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you find. But you buy when the stuff is available.
So now let me ask you this. When you go out and spend, whether it's $25 or, you know, $7,500, do you know right away when you look at that item that, okay, this item is $100, I can sell it for $200? Do you automatically know, or do you do some research? Like, do you have your Google phone with you and you type it in real quick? How do you do that?
A lot of times you ain't got time to be, you know, because if you're sitting there buying, you know, if you're on your phone, they don't lie. So you kind of got to have an educated guess. And a lot of it's a gamble. But leave that long enough, we've got an educated guess. I try to buy, I'll pay, like, if I'm pretty sure I won't lose money sometimes. You know, sometimes if you break even, it's a win.
Right.
But then we get it back, then, you know, Jennifer's a lot smarter than I am, of course. She can, she finds out all that, the real value. And sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield.
Hey, let me tell you, my wife is a lot smarter than me. I think God gave the women a gift to be smarter than the men. That's just the way I look at it.
Yes, sir.
I cannot do without my wife. I love her to death, and she keeps my head on straight. That's for sure.
Jennifer and Google, my two favorite people.
Tell Google you love it and see what it says to you.
Yeah, really.
I've done that before. It's creepy. Now, one of the things you had that I saw was that Lola the doll. Man, that thing was...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wasn't she great?
She was great.
It's out of the barn that we went on the pic. Yeah.
And that's where you see...
One-eyed guy, girl.
Yeah, she had, like, a wedding dress, on that was ragged or torn.
God, we got more dolls for sale, creepy dolls for sale than I would ever sell.
Back in the day, you probably seen the Chucky movies, correct?
Yeah. Yes, all of them.
Well, my ex-wife used to have a doll that used to sit like on this little chair or something by the TV, and this thing looked scary. And I used to go, "Hey, that's Chucky's cousin Bucky," because he had like a little buck teeth. And she would get mad. That thing creeped me out. I'm glad that Bucky or whatever his name is gone, because I don't know, dolls like that just, you know, creep me out, especially the ones that wet themselves.
Oh yeah,
it does, mate. But she can find the oldest dolls, the compensation dolls that's falling apart and stuff, and fall in love with them.
Oh, I love dolls. I think for me, it's the history of, was this doll a birthday gift? Was this doll a Christmas gift? Was this a treasure doll? Did they travel, you know, on a train across America with this doll? You know, like, what was the story? What was the little girl, or the little boy that had this doll?
Yeah.
And that's why, and I feel bad for these dolls that, you know, their owners are not here per se, but they are. And I just, you know, try to give them a good life and keep them, you know, and
that's good.
And people, and they creep people out. They do, but I like them. So
not a case of why they did not get third weight earlier
or sooner, right?
Now, what is the oldest thing currently in your collection, or what is the oldest thing you've ever had?
That's hard question there.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a very good question. There really is so much stuff in our shop, Jose. You have no idea how much stuff is in there. So it's really hard to say what would be.
I like the anything from mid-1800s up.
Yeah.
He's a primitive kind of guy. She's more, I guess, what you would call
vintage. I like vintage. And, yeah. Weird.
I like anything turn of the century. I like the stuff that showed how hard the revolution of farming and machinery or anything like that, what it took to get us to where we are today in this world, you know.
How
hard somebody work, you know, to make a living off that. Stuff like that really intrigues me more so.
I would say the oldest stuff would probably be some of our farm equipment that we have, would be some of our older pieces.
Okay. Manure spreader from 1870.
Yeah, we do have a manure spreader from 1870, so that's pretty old.
I love that crap.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, what the crap? And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turf's Up Radio.
Hey, it's Ryan Lee, host of Lighting for Profits here on Turf's Up Radio. I go live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Make sure to set yourself a reminder, because I am pulling back the curtain and revealing my top secrets for success in starting, growing, and eventually selling a multi-million dollar landscape lighting business. That's right. Each week, I'll be sharing business advice to help you increase your profits and gain freedom from your business. I have a new guest on each week that also shares their insights and experience in the industry. So set you a reminder now and join me live at Lighting for Profits every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
And welcome back to the Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr. And tonight we're talking with Doug and Jen Seals. Okay, so I had another question. That hearse that had all the mannequin parts, do you still have those?
Yes, I do have some of those mannequins, yes, that I purchased.
Just the ugly ones.
Oh, the bearded mannequins. She's gorgeous.
I've seen it.
She's gorgeous.
But is that real? Like, what I mean, it's real. Duh, it's real. But was that actually made like that, or did somebody just...
No. There was no bearded mannequin, like, mass produced by no means.
That I know.
It was just, you know, an old mannequin that those people had put a beard on. And just, you know, because those people... Like carnival sideshow kind of stuff. So
how many mannequins did he have in that hearse? It was a bunch.
It was a huge amount. Yeah. Totally jealous of their mannequin collections.
They had issues.
So like when people come in, do they just buy like a leg or a hand or something? Like how does that work?
They do. They do. Yeah, literally. So some people want a full mannequin. So full mannequin is, of course, your legs, your upper body, so your torso, your arms. And then some people will come in and go, well, I just want arms. Some people will go, well, I'll just take some legs. Do you have any legs? And I'm like, well, yeah, I got legs. So it just depends. So somebody might want to make the leg lamp for Christmas story. They might just want the leg. So it just depends.
Yeah, we've made lamps out of them before like that. And all kinds of stuff you can do with it.
I find that kind of creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, let me come in and buy a hand from you.
Yeah, I'll lend you a hand.
I actually sold a hand about 2 weeks ago to a gentleman.
What did they want to do with it?
I don't know. I don't ask questions.
They were asking for a hand, a helping hand. That's why.
Yes.
So we
now they got it.
Oh my God. That is just funny. I don't know. If I was there and somebody came and asked you for that and walked out, I probably would just bust out laughing. I mean,
interview him.
Yeah. Let me give you a hand with that hand. Oh my God. Now you said something. Really. My wife was kind of watching one of the episodes. Well, she wasn't watching the episodes. I was actually going over them again just to kind of get some notes down. And you said a word I've never heard before. And I had to back it up. Like, I think 3 times. And I'm like, I don't know what this word is. And my wife goes, it's colectic. You said colectic. Do you know what that word is?
Oh, eclectic. Eclectic.
Yeah, what is
that? Yeah, it's eclectic. Yeah, eclectic. It's basically a hodgepodge of stuff. It's not one thing. Eclectic. So like you might see primitive items. You'll see things from the 60s. You'll see weird things. You'll see... You know, just that variety of stuff.
Is that a real word?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you.
You know, that's the...
So, that's what it is. I'm just very eclectic in what I design.
See, Doug, she is smarter than us because I didn't even know that was a real word.
Yeah.
I would have made it up.
When I first heard it, I thought it was, and my wife says, no, that's a word. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. You're smarter than me, so...
Yeah.
Gosh. So, wow,
I have learned to be eclectic.
You guys are fun to talk with. So have you guys been on?
As well.
Thank you. Have you been on any other podcast or any like morning radio or TV shows? You know, for interviews like this,
Or local news. Local news one day.
Yeah, we were before, on the evening.
The day of the show, I believe.
Yeah, we were on the evening news, and then you were our first podcast. And other than that, and TMZ. That's really it. I mean, yeah.
Woo. So
we're learning.
So I took your podcast virginity away from you. Woo. You're no longer podcast virgins.
That's it.
I like that. I like that. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show. Cause I know you folks, you know, you probably are tired and I go to bed here in about an hour. But if you have any final thoughts or if you have any advice you'd like to give anybody that would like to start collecting or maybe start their own shop, and then share your social medias if you have any, and then I'll take over from there.
Okay.
Just look us up on Facebook. We got a Figures Paradise account.
Instagram, which I promise I'm getting better at. You can find us on that as well.
I'm depending on her.
You're right. You know, the main thing is for anybody, regardless, if you think society might think it's weird, go for it, because you have one life. Enjoy it, have fun, and go out there, go junking, go picking, and pick what makes you happy.
And you don't have to be a 9-to-5-er. If you got a dream, go with it. This is our dream. We work 9-to-5. We work all the time, but we love doing it. Yeah. So follow your dreams, and you don't know what you might meet off plenty of fish, maybe.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe I need to do a podcast episode with you folks, my wife, and we may do that. It may be sometime next year because I'm kind of booked up, but that's cool. I appreciate your advice. And if anybody wants to get a hold of The Jose Show, just go to Facebook, look up The Jose Show. I got a group and a page. And on Twitter, I am at Jose Roldan Jr. I used to spell it out, but if you don't know how to spell my name by now, sorry for you. And on Instagram, and on Instagram, I am The Jose Roldan. Make sure you share this episode with your friends, families, and your enemies. And make sure when you're in Tazewell, Tennessee, stop by Picker's Paradise, because I'm sure they have something you want. Buy it and then come back later and buy something else and just keep buying stuff. But
yes, sir.
I appreciate you folks for being on the show. It was a blast and a pleasure, and you guys are really fun to talk to. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, sir.
Thank you so much. Tell your wife we said hi.
You're welcome. And you're listening to The Jose Show. See you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Jose Show. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And see you next time on The Jose Show.